IVM. Is doing something for myself being selfish? That's the question I'm answering in today's episode. Welcome to the Positively Unlimited podcast, and this episode is the letter S for selfish versus selfless. As children, we are taught to share, to be giving, to think about others, and selfish is turned into a bad thing. Selfish is something you must not be. However, selfless, which is what we are told to strive to be, also requires moderation. Selfless is counter to our inherent way of being. Yes, listen to that once again. Selfless is counter to our inherent way of being. We are built to survive and to thrive. In order to survive, I must think of my needs. In order to thrive, I must keep an eye on my wants and work towards them. But this is also a realm of duality, which means we are humans, but we are also souls. Unconditional love, acceptance, selflessness are all aspects of the soul. So the key, as with any kind of duality, is to maintain a balance between the human and the soul. Maintain a balance between being selfless and being selfish. Have you taken a flight recently and ignored the safety instructions once again? Unless, of course, the crew giving the demo was cute, right? But there's an instruction in flight safety that's also found in the life safety manual. Yes, the safety manual for life. Put on your oxygen mask before you help anyone else. Heard that statement before, right? In life too, ensure that you take care of yourself before you start taking care of everyone else. And this is where being selfish would come in, right? I mean, how else do you prioritize yourself and not feel guilty? Well, coming to being selfless, that one too has two sides to the same coin. When you make other people, especially your loved ones and their needs, a priority, especially permanently, well, it depletes your resources pretty quickly, unless they're doing the same for you. Then that's a mutual space of equality. There's a give and take in balance. But the other side to this coin is the damage that you are doing to the other person by making them a priority while not being given the same space by them. In this scenario, you're damaging yourself as well as the other person. Let me explain the second part. When we do everything for someone, they begin to depend on us. This erodes their capability to do things or to get things done. They start taking their own being for granted. They start taking their own abilities for granted. It eats into their resourcefulness. I'll give you a simple example. Before the age of mobile phones and Google, we remembered a whole bunch of telephone numbers and a whole lot of info. Now we don't know our home or office numbers by heart. We don't even know the numbers of our loved ones. Maybe you know the number of your mum or your dad's cell number, but that's about it. We don't think about the answers beyond 30 seconds. When was the last time you picked up Google when someone said, "Did you know this?" or "Do you know this?" How long before you reached for your phone and searched for it on Google? We just tend to Google everything. Well, we are slowly eroding our memory and our intellectual capacity is being eaten into. This is the same thing that we do when you are constantly doing something for someone else. Always remember that our role in each other's life is to support each other, to help each other, to enable and empower each other. So make sure that in this I must be selfless mission, you don't end up becoming someone else's crutch. Let me say this aloud. It's okay to make yourself, your dreams, a priority. You don't have to constantly live for others. For that, they have their own life, body and soul. Yes, we must keep an eye on our loved ones and relationships. It should be a part of our life plan. However, giving up your dreams to live someone else's is not mandatory. Do it as a conscious choice if you want to, but do not carry that burden if you are not up for it. Parents who expect their children to take over the family business. Do it if that's what you really want to do. If not, it's okay for you to choose your own path. It's okay to let them down or to hurt them in this situation. And I'm not meaning to instigate a rebellion of any sort. But you being unhappy is going to make them unhappy anyway. You being stressed and burdened is going to frustrate them or worry them anyway. So save everyone a lot of trouble by not giving in to their drama. Another example is kids who want their children to get married and have kids. Do this only if you truly wish to. Your sole purpose or mission in life is not to make your parents grandparents. Your life has purpose and meaning beyond their aspirations. If your spouse or friends expect you to be a certain way, and when you don't comply, you are labeled as selfish. Don't take that label on. You have a right to decide what you want to be and what you want to or don't want to experience. In these scenarios, being selfish is a boon. Having the ability can and will save you so much heartache and pain in the long run. Selfish or selfless, they aren't sides to be chosen. We are capable of being both, and we must alternate between them as is appropriate, as is called for in different situations. Prioritize yourself. Prioritize your needs, your dreams, if that's what you should be doing today. Don't let that shadow of guilt cover the path that you should be taking. Learn to switch between the two. Be aware. Have the presence of mind to judge what will help more, being selfish or being selfless. As I sign off today, I leave you with a task for this week. Make a list of people and relationships in your life. And next to each one, write who you are being, selfish or selfless. Then think about what needs to change to bring your relationships into balance, to infuse your own being with a sense of harmony. If you need more help in achieving this, listen to some of the previous episodes on ivmpodcast.com or download the IVM Podcast app. So until next week, practice prioritizing yourself and your life more effectively.
I hope you enjoyed that show. We'd like to thank our sponsors for the week, Storytel and Intel. And let me tell you a couple of things that you should check out this week. On Golgappa, host Tripti is joined by Girija Godbole. She speaks about how acting and theater shaped her as a person. On the Empowering series, Zarina is in conversation with the host of Top Retail's Madhuri Advani. They talk about storytelling and ongoing issues in our country from CAA, NRC, and protests. On The Habit Coach, Ashton talks about the fear of failure and how it's fine to fail. The Simplified Gang is back with the last part to their 2019 recap. Join Chuck, Naren, and Tony as they talk about Amazon, Brexit, and Gully Boy. On Pulia Bazi, Pranay and Saurabh discuss the future of electric vehicles in India with Rahul Raj, co-founder of Inverted, an energy storage company. Thanks and keep listening.
Look, up in the internet. It's a meme. No, it's a cat video. No, it's the Geek Fruit Podcast.
That's right. We interrupt this riveting broadcast to tell you about our show, The Geek Fruit Podcast, where Tejas, Dinkar, and I, Jishnu, talk about everything in pop culture, including DC, Marvel, Star Wars, Netflix, and everything in between.
You know how your friends hate it when you ramble about some nerdy crap and you just want somebody to listen to you? Well, sorry, there's nothing we can do about that, but come listen to us ramble and it'll almost be like the real thing. Kind of.
Listen to new episodes of the Geek Fruit Podcast every Monday and the Geek Fruit Bulletin every Thursday on iTunes, Google Podcasts, the IVM app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, you nerds.